We've had him scanned and he's got a little bit of damage to his medial ligament. And there's a little tiny stress fracture on the inside of his knee as well. The good news is it should be, well, it'll be a minimum of about 4 weeks at the minute. The extent's not too bad, and with Cedric being the age he is and how fit he is, we're hopeful that it'll be 4 weeks.
So, given the fact that it's relatively short term, does that mean you're going to try and find left back cover, or can you cope with what you've got?
We've found one already. We're in the process of signing Ender Stevens back from Aston Villa today. He's come in, signed the forms, just waiting on Football League approval. And it's a good fit. Like we said with Sam coming back, he knows the place. Like we said with Andy Butler, he's just recently been out and had some games as well. So now we're delighted to have him back.
How important was that to you in your thought process that you have to get somebody who does know the lie of the land here?
Yeah, it helps. He knows the players, knows the club, knows myself, knows what we're like, and the added fact that he's just been out on a month to get games under his belt means that he's not playing catch up fitness wise.
And that seemingly these days is a rarity with a loan signing. You've got to get them fit for 3 weeks first.
Yeah, it is, and we've seen the benefit with Andy Butler coming in and hitting the ground running, and we're sure Endo will do the same.
Can I follow up with that? Have Sheffield United, what have they said about him playing in the Cups? I know he can't play against you in the league, but what about the Cup games you've got?
Yeah, Andy's free to play in the Cup games, as will Enda and Sam Johnson will be as well, so that's good news.
Given the selection issues you've got in that area, how big a bonus is that for the FA Cup and the JPT?
Yeah, it is, and it was something that we wanted to, whoever we're bringing in, we wanted that to be one of the main things that they could with the Cup games that we've got coming up as well. I think it's important that when you bring in loan players that they're ready to hit the ground running and getting games as soon as possible and not having to miss Cup games when it's a little bit stop-start. So they're the ones that we have got in loan are all eligible to play.
The Sheffield United game, of course, is on. From your point of view, knowing that several players aren't going to be here, is that a good thing for you or not right now?
Well, there was a bit of work get done earlier on in the week. There was a few phone calls made. Very grateful to Gareth Southgate. The long conversation with him the other day there, and he's kindly allowed Sam to stay with us so he can play in the Sheffield United game. Likewise, slightly different conversation that I had with Michael Hughes at Northern Ireland. They've got a game away in Romania, but he's promised me and he's allowing us to get Luke back as quick as we can, whether it's going to be in time to actually start the game or not. That we're hopeful that Sam and Luke will both be available for the game.
Right. Is that a rarity? I mean, do these conversations happen? Because sometimes you get the impression from the club, if as it were, that they go and that's it. You have to put up with it.
I can only speak through my experience, and Gareth and Michael this week have been as helpful as they can. Sometimes if you don't ask, you don't get. So we made the phone calls, and we're thankful that they've allowed us to do it.
Other injuries then following on from the match the other day. Is everybody else okay as we look toward Western Supermare?
There's a few knocks. Rhys took a knock in his ankle. He missed the earlier part of the week from training, but he's trained today. Nathan Tyson's took a knock late in the game and tweaked his medial ligament a little bit, but it's nothing too serious. So we're hopeful that we'll go there with as strong a squad as we can.
It is the Cup, so cliched question. Do you look at changes for this where you possibly can and maybe give one or two others some game time that you wouldn't necessarily for a league game?
Injuries aside, we will be playing the strongest possible team we can. I think we've got to show the FA Cup respect, show Western respect, and sometimes we've got to show ourselves respect and realise that it's a competition that we want to go as far as we can. And I know through my experiences as a player and as a manager how important the FA Cup is for lots and lots of reasons. So we'll be going down there with a strong squad, as strong a squad as we can.
In preparation for this one, how much of a look have you had at Western Supermare? What can you do?
We had them watched last week down at Concord Rangers. We've had various clips, DVDs sent of their games. So like any other game, leading up to the draw, we maybe didn't know that much about them. But we've made sure that since the draw has been made that we've done our homework thoroughly on them. And it's going to be a tough game for us. People will be looking at their position where they are, but the FA Cup's got a horrible knack of producing shocks. So the underdog always seems to, or has a good chance of coming through in these sort of games, so we will be taking the game very, very seriously.
So from the various different video clips, etc., and the Concord game, which I think they lost, didn't they?
Lost 2-0, yeah.
What do you see in them as a particular threat?
Whatever threats that they've had in the previous games, they'll be a bigger threat on Saturday, just purely because it's a league team, a professional team going down there, and they will be right up for it. You know, we can't look into the results too much. As I said, you know, we go down there expecting and wanting to win the game. Don't get me wrong on that front. But at the same time, we've got to be very wary. I've been involved on both sides, shock-wise, whether you're the favourites or you're the underdog, and many a time. And if your attitude and your preparation is not 100%, you can get your backside felt.
And that seems to be it, doesn't it? It's a mentality thing, isn't it? That, you know, you're technically better than they are, more experienced, etc., better players. You've got to turn up.
It means absolutely nothing. If you don't go down there with the right frame of mind and the right attitude, which we've been drumming into the players all week, that there's a chance that there could be a shock. And the last thing you want to be in the Sunday morning when they read the papers or Sky Sports News is be one of the teams that have been put out by a team that's in a lower division than you.
I suppose for Doncaster Rovers, you're on a hiding to nothing. You win, everyone expects you to win. Well done, you're in round two. If you don't, you're the back page headline, you're top of the shop on match of the day.
And that's what we've got to be wary of. You know, the TV cameras are going to be there, which means that they're hoping for a shock. You know, Football Focus is doing the game live for the from the stadium, so they'll be hoping for a shock. We're the main highlighted game on Saturday night. And that's all for a reason, and that's because they're expecting the fairy tale stuff that happens in the FA Cup. So we've got to be 100% sure that doesn't happen.
As you mentioned, you've had experiences on both sides of the coin here. I suspect most recently it's Oldham, isn't it? And of course, in turning Liverpool over. What do you say? What do you say to the players differently, if you like, because it's a different type of opposition that you'll get most Saturdays.
It's not even so much about the opposition. As a player, it's a fantastic opportunity. Because you've got a lot of exposure. You know, we're the main game, I think, the highlighted game on Saturday night. You know, if you get into the next round, and our main aim is to try and get to the third round, and that's not disrespecting Andy that's going to come between us until then. But as an individual, it can do wonders. You know, you look at the players over the year that have done well in a couple of televised big games and the moves they've got from it. You know, I'll highlight Matt Smith straight away. You know, 18 months before the Liverpool game, he was playing for Solihull Moors and it was at university. After the Liverpool game, he's then had a big move to Leeds and now a big move to Fulham. And it sounds stupid, but that's the sort of thing that one game can do for you as an individual. You look back to DJ Campbell, came from non-league, went to Brentford, then got a big money move. So the exposure that the players and the team can get is massive, and that's why you have to take every round seriously, because every round is a stepping stone to progression, not for the club but for the individual as well.
And when you do your team talks and you plan your sessions as you are doing now, do you say, well, look, to me, in this competition, I've also suffered on the other side of it. What's the lowest you felt in the FA Cup?
One of them's got to be last year. Stevenage beat us here. You know, we were Championship side at the time and more big favourites to go through. Before you know it, if your attitude's not right, you're out the cup. My first year at Oldham, we went to Accrington Stanley and lost. You know, so there's highs and lows, and you've just got to make sure you do everything possible to make sure that you come out on top.
Because I would imagine now the feeling would be from outside of this area, well, perhaps even certainly inside this area, Doncaster Rovers as a recent Championship team will be one of the big clubs in the competition at the first round stage.
Yeah, look, we are, because we were last season from the league that we're in this year, if you look down to non-league teams. So we've got enough experience and enough players with the right attitude to make sure that we get through Saturday.
Do you go into this game, though, with a bit of bounce, though? I mean, it was a cracking result the other day. You've had two good performances strung together.
Yeah, and it gives us the opportunity to back that up as well. You know, we were all slightly disappointed with the first half performance, although I thought we defended really well at times. Second half, once we scored against Bradford, there was only going to be one team that went on and won it. You know, the boys are buzzing, but we're just making sure that they keep their feet on the ground. And we've prepared for this game as much as we would have done any other game, you know, with the training schedule throughout the week, the team meetings we've had with the players, the video clips that we've showed the players, the match reports. So there's no way we're going down there taking the game lightly.
Just as a final point, should have mentioned this before, but you, Ender Stevens, is that just for a month? Presumably it is.
It's a month initially, with a view of extending it if we can. So, you know, that gives Cedric the time to get back as well. And, you know, you never know if Ender comes in and does as well as we like. Then, as I said, there's a chance to extend it as well.